the lands and territories of Gaza and all over the Palestinian territories. They have written the history of Al-Aqsa flood. They have put the right beginning to eliminate the occupation. We need no more occupation to our land, sanctuaries, and our Aqsa. This resistance, in every single hour, in every single moment, they go and they hit everywhere in the heart of this Zionist criminal regime. The Zionist regime didn't manage, despite the army and the weapons, to face our brave men. So the Zionist regime is now committing this genocide, burned land, and the attempts to relocate our people in Gaza. And the Zionist regime thinks that these crimes, these brutal crimes, barbaric crimes committed by this regime, will eliminate the disgrace of being defeated and of being broken with the start of the strategic Qassam attack on the 7th of October. But no way. This attack will never eliminate all the tools of oppression and killing and the political consequences, security consequences, media consequences. But I can say that this Al-Qassam attack has put an end to this policy and to these Zionist plans of this fascist government in Israel against our prisoners, against our people in Gaza, West Bank, against the Palestinian people everywhere. We will start and resume the strategy of freedom with the help of Allah Almighty. Our enemy today is doing what he's doing, with the support, and I feel sorry to say, with the support of the American administration and some European countries, because they have this double understanding and double vision. They are now going back, by the way, but they still think that what is being done by the Zionist regime, the psychological war, and the spreading papers and this here and there to our people, that our people will relocate, will immigrate, will be displaced, but no way. It's a dream. The people of Gaza are adhering to the lands, adhering to the nations. They will never leave Gaza. They will never immigrate, whatsoever done by you, the killers, the criminals. We have only one line: to return back to our territories, to our houses, to the land of our grandparents. It is not far away. It's within hands. This attack, the strategic attack by Al-Qassam against you, says that the freedom and our return is very close with the help of Allah Almighty. That's why a big salute to our people in Gaza, a big salute to those with their blood, with the fire, are facing the killing machine, the barbaric machine, the fascist machine of the Zionist regime. They are adhering and they are committed to their houses, to their mosques, to their land, marches everywhere. Yesterday, under the threat of the warplanes, to salute the resistance, to salute Al-Qassam brigades, and to stress that we are here, we will stay here in our nation as long as life is there. This is the stand, and this is the situation that should be mentioned in the honor list of the Palestinian people. Today, Gaza is facing the fire, but still Gaza is saying its historic word. Gaza is placing the right place of the Palestinians in their lands and the dignity of the Palestinians. No immigration from Gaza, no relocation from the West Bank, no immigration from Gaza to Egypt. And here I need to appraise the stand of our brothers in Egypt who are confirming that Egypt is a sisterly country and is a supporting country. Egypt welcomes the sons and daughters of the Palestinian people, but under no name such as immigration or relocation. I'm telling my brothers in Egypt, our decision is to stay in our lands. That's why your decision is our decision, and we will face the Zionist plans supported by the U.S. administration. It will be a big failure. Our standfast and our unified stand and our solidarity, the Arab solidarity, the Islamic solidarity, the world solidarity from the free people all over the four corners of the world. They talk about the civilians, they shed tears about the elderly and the kids and the women, and they are trying by all means to not to say the right word about what's going on. We belong to our religion, we belong to our ethics, and Hamas has always been keen not to target the civilians, not to target the civilians despite everything done by the Zionist regime. Hamas is part of this great nation. Hamas is a freedom movement that belongs to these ethics, to this religion, to these ethics. And what do you think about the killing of civilians from the Palestinian side? Where are you when our children are being killed? Massacres are being committed in our lands. The destruction of all houses and homes. What do you think of the destruction and demolition of the mosques and the buildings and the infrastructure? What is your stand and what is your position when you see the Israelis killing, not now, before, different nationals from different countries, Palestinians and other citizenships from other countries on the Palestinian territories? That's why the movement will never shake. The movement will never shake. Hamas will never shake in front of these media machines that are only telling lies. And they are, some of these media outlets are absorbed by the Israeli narrative. But very soon they will discover the reality.